Jim is here and he's like restaurant scouting and stuff before Sue gets here.
Right, so he knows where to take her?
Dan and I don't go out during the week anymore at all. Plus, right. We don't drink during the week. I think I've probably gained back 5 of like the 15 pounds that I lost.
Just because he's there?
Yes.
Yeah. Blame him.
No, but I've still been exercising and everything, so...
I've been exercising too, but the different spelling. I've been expelling demons from my house.
Good exorcism never hurt anyone.
And that is more of a strength and more than a more. It's really not cardio.
Well, if you're doing it right, it could be.
Well, I mean, I do have to move the furniture afterwards because it gets all willy-nilly. Why is the dresser over here?
Swear to God.
So to speak.
When I was in college, my college roommate and I had 2 like code terms.
Yes.
One was if we were if there was a boy in the room.
Yes.
We would write on our little whiteboard Letterman's on. I don't know why. Maybe because it was late. I don't know.
Maybe. Could be.
I don't know how it came about. Or if one of us had to go big potty.
Yes.
We would say, I have to go move the furniture.
Oh, no.
That's, I don't know.
You know what that is? That is both.
I don't. I really don't.
That's unseemly and unsavory.
That's funny.
It is funny, but I think it'll take you down a notch in many people's eyes. Not mine. I'm fine.
Because you could see my new fancy haircut.
It's a good haircut. All right, you want to start this thing because it's the show?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and start the show?
All right, because we just go like this.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what's fun? We almost brought back the hateful thought of the day. But we won't give her the satisfaction. We got the power. We're like the band Snap. We got the power. Hey, and we also have the dude.
He's cake. She's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Laughing dude. He's happy because it's football season. And we're here with all your scores and highlights. I'm Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
You're back in the Cookie World Broadcast headquarters.
I am. We have returned to the land of Savannah.
With Dan Von Savannah Herman. What would you like to start to talk about? Because you have so much to talk about.
Oh, I have okay, so you know how we I do have one update that I absolutely have to share.
Okay.
I was completely shocked. So
stunned.
When we last left you, I was sort of getting ready for an evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
Did not realize that I would be shuttling people through the night from Florida to DC.
You've become sort of an Airbnb.
But unfortunately, I didn't feel very comfortable helping shuttle them back because we did suffer a little house damage, roof damage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple big leaks and some very amazing neighbors who took care of bucket dumping while we were gone.
Correct me if I am wrong, but they were actually working on your house before you returned to the city.
Yeah.
You've got the best neighbors.
We really, really do. And I will also say, I mean, on the flip side, we bought a generator.
Yes.
After Hurricane Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
But because we had Jill and Steven, they had moved back to Richmond.
Right.
We really just sort of like, you know, we're not playing around with this one. And at that point, the mandatory evacuation was issued very early this time.
I was on the phone with you when it came through.
That's absolutely right. I forgot that.
You said, I need to take this. I said, don't back burner me, baby. I don't care about the evacuation. I have jokes to tell.
What just happened?
What happened?
Oh, we're back.
Do we need to reconnect?
No. It was the cord of my my mixer popped out.
Now, for those of you who don't are like metric system, the cord of a mixer is 12 feet by 12 feet by 6 feet. And a cord of a mixer, no, that's a cord of wood. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. You buy a half cord and it doesn't reach the wall.
I scooted a book and Everything's fine now.
You're supposed to read a book.
So, I was like, you know what, Rob? I think I have to go. But, like, I really have to go.
Hurt my feelings.
We were just issued a mandatory evacuation.
Hurt my feelings, but I got through it. That's why it's been a couple weeks. The evacuation has nothing to do with our skipped recording schedule. It's that me, the delicate flower, I had my feelings hurt.
Oh, because I didn't come up and see you?
No, because you hung up on me all of a sudden. The evacuation was all of a sudden the most important thing in your life. And I don't matter.
So I was running around like a crazy person trying to, because at that point it did look like we were going to take a pretty direct hit.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were a little freaked out. So I was running around like a crazy person, like shoving furniture into the middle of the rooms, getting things away from windows, anything that was valuable.
Figuring out what you could, what you would take with you if you could. Had to.
You asked me, what is that big thing behind that big packet?
It's your evacuation envelope.
This is my grab it packet.
That's exactly what it is.
It's in my evacuation packet. It's Katie and Dan's records and stuff. And I've had this put together since last year.
Well, how lucky the hurricane came. Finally.
Well, and then we didn't take a direct hit, but we were on sort of this side where the wind goes in a direction that's not necessarily natural for our area.
Okie doke.
So we did have some roof damage, and we let the... There was power outages for a few days, not nearly as bad as Matthew. So we let the neighbors use our generator.
Perfect.
So that, you know, that was... We were like, go get it. It's fine. It's yours. Just use it. And I think, you know, on the flip side, they really did help out with our roof.
Well, I mean, the entire mood on your street, whether it be a beautiful summer's evening or a horrible natural disaster, it's always get together and make the best of it. You've got the best neighbors.
We really do. We really do. It's pretty awesome. We have like the girls and then the guys and then the girls and the guys.
Right. Different cliques.
Yes. So we evacuated to Richmond, kind of used it as an excuse to go see the girls and Steve and Jill.
Not a bad destination.
No. The getting through South Carolina was another level of hell that I had not counted on.
This is something you share with Mike O'Mara. He had a bad time there as well. Is it the infrastructure? Is it the legal fireworks? What is it?
I have no idea. All I know is while I'm trying to sort of pack for the evacuation, I realized Mike and Carla were going to have to get out. They've got a baby.
Sure.
Not a baby. I mean, he's, you know.
A youngster.
If you've got kids, you got to get out.
Right.
So I texted Mike in the morning and I said, hey, look.
My favorite radio show. Mike in the morning. Hey, man, we're
going to
take our eighth caller for evacuation. We are your evacuation station with Mike in the morning.
What did I win?
We broke into the program director's office, and you can stay there during the hurricane. Be the eighth caller.
So with the outhouse being rented, I'm sorry, you don't like it when I say that. With the guest house being rented out,
right.
I said, look, we have plenty of space. Use us as your stopover. There's no way you can make that complete drive.
Right.
I mean, they had a two-car evacuation.
It was a big deal.
Yes. So, you know, so they came and stopped over, and you had called me back, and I told you, Mike's on his way.
That's right.
And then you were sort of making bets on who would end up staying up late and drinking together.
Exactly.
And you were wrong.
I was shocked. Shocked I was.
It was me and Mike.
Yes, it was. And it was rum.
He was drinking rum.
You were drinking garlic. White wine.
I don't remember what I was drinking.
Oh,
I have
one of
no
those
idea.
One of those I, nights.
It was, but at one point I was like, holy cow, Mike, you got to go to bed.
It's Mother Katie. offering her advice. You got to go to bed.
Well, I knew that they were going to just get up and go.
Yeah, there was it wasn't going to be a soft launch in the morning. It was get the hell out of there.
Well, I mean, they were, and we were not far behind them. We had one more night.
Right.
And in that night, I had seen Adam Sternberg was posting on Facebook about...
Oh, that's when you hosted Peanut.
Yes. Super great bonus show little clip there from the Mike O'Meara show.
Worth a purchase right there. If you got $2, throw it towards it because it'll make you yap.
So I knew Adam, his wife, and he knew that they had two teenage daughters.
Right.
So I said, look, I know that we don't really actually have never met, but we've spoken, and you know, just understand, honestly, my home is open to you. We are all in this together. And he was like, okay, I'll think about it and let you know. And his poor wife, I mean, she definitely doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
So, and I'm sure that, you know, that's probably a little bit odd.
Well, I mean, there are, if you are an outsider looking in, and it is essentially a guy who listens to a podcast, and then the podcaster says, hey, come on in. Now, there are other layers and aspects to it that make it a little more normal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But just as a gentle, disinterested observer, it's kind of a head scratcher.
Well, he is a huge supporter of the show.
He is.
And good has friend been for of mine. A very, very long time, and has sent me some lovely messages. So we've talked and I called you before let me pull back that curtain.
That's fine.
I called you before I made the offer and said, do you think, because I knew that you had met.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, do you think it would be awkward for me to offer? Like, would it make them feel weird or whatever? And you're like, no, great family.
No, they're good. They're great.
So I reached out and he said, you know, we're really having a hard time finding a hotel for all of us because everything... People from Florida.
A whole state emptied, essentially.
Yeah. And we're just coming right past Savannah. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't find a place. And then it turned out, so it was Adam, his wife, his two teenage daughters, and then his parents had to be evacuated. And he said, do you mind? And I was like, I'll figure it out. Borrowed another airbed from the neighbor.
I mean, it snowballed.
And then he said, oh, and a bunny.
Peanut!
Peanut!
So what you had was essentially a party. But no jokes.
They were super, super sweet, super great. They got in really... to prepare for what they were about to have, you know, it involves putting up the hurricane shutters.
Sure. It's not like... And here's what people have to understand.
It's labor.
When you get out, that is just saving... You're leaving everything you own in harm's way, and you're going to spend the next 5 days worried about whether or not you're being wiped out. So it's not like a pleasure trip by a long shot. And I lived through it with Mike and watched him deal with it, and it was scary.
Oh, absolutely. When Dan and I got the call from Sonny, one of our neighbors,
I used to play quarterback for the Washington
different
Redskins.
Sonny, no, different Sonny.
Not number nine? Okay.
Not number nine. He's number one in my heart.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to call during a hurricane.
Cutting the cheese is farting.
I'm only going to call home games.
So when he... called to let us know that the roof, he was like, so I went over, had to do some buckets, empty some buckets. Right. And I was like, empty buckets. Oh my God.
Ooh.
That, you know, I really started to worry about stuff. And it's just hard to, you know, when you have a home, you know, you're like, your things are in it, you know, and sure, it's just stuff.
But it's your stuff and it's a lifetime of stuff.
But it's also, you're not there to sort of see and assess how bad it is, and you're kind of going on, you know.
I think what Mike made very clear last week on the show, the Mike O'Meara program, which is also good, is that the scariest thing is the lack of knowledge, and that's even superseded by the lack of control. Because for days and days, you just have no idea and no control of what's going on.
Yep.
But so, you skated with minimum damage. You didn't lose any stuff per se, did you?
Uh-uh.
That's great. Magical almost. Miraculous.
The roof has been repaired. We have to replace part of the ceiling in the downstairs. And then today, Dan and I, it was also in our bedroom, in the back corner of our bedroom. And because I had moved all the furniture away from the walls and the windows, none of the furniture got damaged. I mean, we really lucked out.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, as I said before, it's miraculous.
So because the ceilings and the walls are plaster in the
bedroom.
Oh, because
of the age of your house. That's right.
Right. We had to cut out all of the old paint. Get Ooh. That down and sort of sand a little bit, and then you have to spray paint it with like a special primer
mm-hmm.
before you paint it again. So we did that today. Turns out at one point that bedroom, the ceiling has been purple, it has been blue, and it has been green.
Who lived there? The Green Goblin from Spider-Man?
I swear every week I find a new something paint chip that I'm just shocked by.
It really sounds like was Woodstock. Shocked. Woodstock was not at your house, right? That was in upstate New York.
I recall. Not know what has happened at this house.
And there's also, I have to wonder, I have an Uncle Philip. He loves to paint and he just paints. He likes to paint. And I said, you know, the more you paint, don't you think your rooms are getting smaller? Because that paint is not, it's getting, the walls are getting, closing in. If you have that many layers of paint, think how big your house used to be.
Right.
So much bigger. Because the paint isn't taking, because of all your greens and your blues and your purples. Purples. Yes. Burbles.
So we've got that pretty much primed and ready to be really repainted just in that one
excellent
section. So, and then the downstairs, we actually have to order some stuff to replace a portion of the ceiling.
I had an issue with my ceiling, sort of. I had to replace a light fixture because we've churned the butter is delicious. No, we've turned is what I meant.
But man, are my arms tired.
We turned what was our formal dining room into more of a sitting room, because after 8 or 9 years we've used the dining room like 5 times. Not a great use of space. And we've talked about, I believe in a previous episode, how the only reason I was keeping the furniture there was because it was my grandfather's and right. I didn't want to sell it to someone outside of the family. But my wonderful cousin Steven bought a home and I said, how are you fixed for dining room furniture? He says, I have none. And I said, I will sell you this for $1. But you have to come get it because I don't want to carry it.
Did you also say, and you have to keep it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was understood. That was understood. Okay. So he got a pretty good deal on some solid maple furniture because, as you know, Big Daddy, my grandfather, was a furniture salesperson and was able to secure himself a wonderful deal.
Now, because it was Big Daddy, and I'm going to focus on the time in which he was a furniture sales, as you very PC-ly put it, person. I think because based on the time and based on
sales the guy.
He was a salesman.
He was.
He was a salesman.
Salesman.
Moon.
Moon.
Salesman.
Salesman. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm with you.
So we get to Jill and Steven's house and everything was awesome. Seeing the little girls, Judd, we weren't sure if he would come back with us.
I saw the pictures. He seemed quite happy there. He likes the young...
So Maddie...
He likes Maddie. I like
well,
it.
Well, and Maddie says at one point, I love all animals. I love all the cats and all the dogs. And, I mean, she and Judd were just hanging out, chilling the whole time.
That's great.
Well, problem were twofold. One, I think Presley couldn't figure out who was going to be her alpha, whether it was Coca or whether it was Judd. Presley was in constant meltdown stage to the point she kept putting herself in timeout.
which involved what?
You know, timeout means she goes into like the bathroom
and waits.
And waits.
Yeah.
But usually we tell her. So we had, she'd had a couple of little breakdowns and, you know, snipping at Judd and snipping at Coda.
Everyone's under a lot of pressure.
Yes. And, you know, there's like the little girls are running around and, you know, it was a lot more than what she was used to. And we had spent 13 hours in a car.
My mom is having a similar issue with Lulu. They've been having a lot of people come and go because they're having some stuff done at the house. And Lulu is a wonderful, docile dog, but a barker. And it's upsetting to someone when they come in, if you're not familiar with dogs, if a dog is barking at you. So they have a squirt bottle at the table now.
Yeah.
Like there's a table where they put like keys and stuff. And so it started out where knock, 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 bark, 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 squirt, it's over. Well, now they've got the process down where she barks. My mom just picks up the squirt bottle and then Lulu goes and goes under the coffee table.
Yep.
There's no squirting. It's just, it's like they've got it down to a system. And it sounds to a similar thing that what Presley was going through.
Yes. So after a couple times of us actively putting her in timeout, it finally got to the point where we'd be like, where's Presley? And Joe would say, I'm pretty sure she's in the bathroom again.
Put herself in timeout. Yep.
She's like, I just can't handle this situation. I need a timeout.
Mom, I can't even.
And then, as Maddie had expressed earlier, like the day before, they also have two cats, Barksdales and Bailey.
Why does a cat have a name Bark in it?
Barksdale is after a sports figure, I believe.
All right, not a good cat name. I'm going on the record.
Barksdale's the one that has kitty titties.
What are you doing with the language?
You know who I'm. You know which cat I'm talking about.
I do, but we don't want to say that word.
Well, okay. I mean, if it's a cat, does it count?
It does.
So Barksdale is roughly the size of Presley.
Okay, it's a big cat.
She's Barksdale. She's a big cat.
Yes.
So, at one point, we're all hanging out in the living room. Judd and Presley are there. Coda's there. And we had sort of been hiding the cats from Judd and Presley because we had that one incident.
I remember.
Yes. When Judd and Presley finally, after like 3 years, realized there were cats.
There's cats here.
What?
Captain, there be cats here.
Maddie comes into the living room and she's hauling Barksdale because Barksdale is a solid 20.
Now, she's carrying Barksdale?
Yes.
So let me guess. In my mind, I'm picturing Maddie is 3 and change now, right?
Okay, 2000. Hold on. Let me think. 2013.
So she's 4 and change.
She's 4 and a half, yeah.
So a 4-year-old carrying a cat that's the size of an ottoman, it's that thing where the cat gets real long, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Barksdale's facing out. We can see her belly.
Paws are straight out.
Her two front arms are straight out, yeah, and then her bottom 2 feet are almost touching the floor.
Cat might as well have laser in their hands. Pew, yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
And Maddie comes in and says, I think we should all be friends.
Oh, no.
And there's just a really long pause, and Jill says, Maddie, get her out of here now.
Talk about
and
long
then
pause.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah, it happens. It does. But you did. But everyone survived. Yes.
Mr. Rob.
Oh, hey, Judd.
Mr. Rob.
Hey, Judd.
I got my ass kicked by Barksdale.
That's a cat, dude. That doesn't count. That's against Barksdale the order
big.
Of nature. What kind? Is it a jaguar or a house cat?
I think she's a pony.
I think it's a pony. You were attacked by a pony, the most docile of horses.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a colt.
Mm-mm.
No. So
full-grown pony.
I bet you were attacked by Matt Bloom.
I got my butt kicked.
Are you sad?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you're mortified. I bet you're glad to be home.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What was the first thing you did when you got home?
Checked out my backyard.
Were there any dinosaurs?
No dinosaurs. My prepping's all good underneath the shed.
And is the tunnel still intact, the tunnel to PetSmart?
Shh. Mom doesn't know.
I know. It's our secret. Thank you for coming by, Judd.
Bye-bye, Mr. Rob.
Bye-bye, Mr. Judd. WABC. So only one injury? Was there bloodshed or just a scuffle?
His scabs are coming off now.
Oh, no. Save them in an envelope for me.
Oh, gross.
Now, I forgot that I actually had a point to the living room, the dining room story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought that was all there was.
No, there's more to it.
Oh, you were hanging a light.
Yeah, because we pulled out all the dining room furniture, which was a table and chairs for eight, and a bench and a china cabinet and a buffet, and we replaced it with like I think they call it a mid-century modern.
Oh, so you got rid of the entire set?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Where will you display your martini glass?
We have moved them to
collection
to the on top of the cabinets in the kitchen.
Oh, I bet that looks really
cool. It actually does look nice. So we got a mid-century
and alcoholic.
Yes. Well, no. If I was truly an alcoholic, I wouldn't put them so high. I'd have them where I could get at them quicker.
Oh, I need you to pad for a second.
Okay.
I got something. This is perfect timing.
All right, go ahead and go get it.
I'll be right. BRB.
Okay, Katie is going to get something.
Very exciting.
This is going to be exciting. So while she goes, I will tell you that I'm about to tell a story that involves bodily injury. I think you're going to enjoy it. Although, there are several other characters in it beyond myself. So get ready for that as we wait for Katie's return right here on America's favorite podcast, Cake and Cookies. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations. Hey, look who's back. It's Cookie.
Hey.
Stop the music.
So, that's my favorite music.
It's a good music, but you're back, and we no longer need to pad because here comes the gift. WABC.
So, this was a gift to myself through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon portal. If you buy something, say something.
That's right. Thank you.
So, first, I got myself a third step stool.
Ooh, so is it third because it's just you want them more around the house so you can get it stuff easier? Is this the short person equivalent of me having reading glasses everywhere I sit down?
Yes.
Okay, I understand now.
This one is foldable, has a little handle, and easy to transport.
Very good. Just like you.
So I really like my new this. But the kicker,
yes.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. What is it? This is exciting. I have no idea what's coming up. I love this. Like Christmas. You got a grabber thingy.
I got a grabber thingy.
That's really good.
Look, it's a shark. I'm coming to get you.
Well, you have to know it's an extent. What is it? 3 feet? This is like a 3 feet extendable grabber thingy that you might use in a grocery store. But you need to know the proper noise for when you're using the grabber thingy not to grab things. Like you were just. No.
It looks like a shark.
It does, but you were gesturing.
Look at it.
It literally does look like a shark.
I know. I'm gonna get like a little fin for the top.
You need to send me a picture of it. But the thing is that the proper noise if you're just like, you know, threatening someone with it, it's yeah.
Why?
Because one time, many years ago.
Oh, there's an actual. Okay.
There is a reason. My uncle Bruce was working at a bar one summer. And the rest
Uncle Bruce is getting a lot of airtime today.
That was Uncle Philip that faints.
Oh,
Uncle Bruce is different. He was working at a bar.
Bruce is in Florida.
Yes, he is. And he's fine. He weathered the hurricane just fine. And so everyone went up to the boardwalk, the same boardwalk you saw in the show Jersey Shore, Seaside Heights. That's where my family used to vacation.
Oh, yeah, because I'd watched that show.
I'm just trying to keep it current 10 years ago. So everyone. So the entire family and crew went up to the boardwalk, and what was really hot then were about this long, I'd say about 18 inches long and spring-loaded, but they were alligators. So when you pulled the thing, the alligator shut his mouth, and when you opened it, it would open. It's like a low-tech version of your grabber. And okay. I most recently saw them at south of the border. But anyway, so they're alligators on sticks, and everyone had them. And Bruce was at the bar, and he turned around, and there was like, you know, 10 spiewacks. And they all took alligators and made them go at him, and they all went, yeah.
So between the step stool and my grabber, I don't need Dan anymore.
Well, I was thinking like
Casey. Corporate Dan is now obsolete Dan.
We're going to phase him out. Planned obsolescence.
One step stool at a time. That's
right. You see, it's not, some people call it divorce. You call it planned obsolescence. But as Casey Kasem would say, you can now literally keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dun it.
So.
Dun it, dun it.
So, I'm laughing at the notion of planned obsolescence. Hi, honey. I'm home from the sensory deprivation chamber. How'd it go? Oh, pretty good. You're going to be obsolete next week. You're going to need to fill out some papers. You can stay in the guest house. I'm a little concerned. Oh, that's in the Easter donut. You don't know about that yet, but that'll make sense later. All right. So Carrie bought, when we started doing this, a lighting fixture at Costco.
I could change the light bulbs for you.
Because it was such a deal. It was like $60, but it came with 8 Edison bulbs. You know those fancy bulbs that look like they're like made in the 1920s and they're like $9 each?
Yep.
So this is a lighting fixture that has those bulbs included. So actually, you turn a profit every time you buy one of these lighting fixtures because of the light bulbs that come with it. But I had a big on a chain swinging over a dining room table fixture there. So that had to come down.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not afeard of electrical wiring because if you follow the instructions, it's actually quite simple. I've replaced switches. I've done lamps. I've done all that stuff. Black to black,
look,
white to white.
We made it out alive from the old studios at WJFK.
Yes.
We can handle a light installation.
You're right. There were problems with that board.
Do you remember when I got shocked through my headphones?
I do. I do. I remember you said,
I just
ow!
Remembered that.
And you got so sleepy. Yeah, you know what? My jukebox almost killed me once. Not this jukebox, but the Seberg, the 1974 Mardi Gras Seberg. Google it. Beautiful. We went to a restaurant that had one in Savannah, if you ever want to really see it. But
that was at Green Truck
yes,
Pub.
Yes, exactly.
Green Truck.
Everyone is saying, this is the most marvelous craft beer and pimento hamburger ever. I said, the jukebox is a 1974 Seberg Mardi Gras. Anyway.
Dan took his dad there on Friday while I was at girls' night.
And did it pass muster?
Oh, yes.
Good, good, good. So the old jukebox, I remember one time I went to change a record, but there was probably some exposed copper. And before I realized I was being shocked, I honestly had the feeling of warm water flowing through my body. Not like not like putting my hand in warm water, but literally having water flow through my body. And then I realized, I'm being shocked. I won't say electrocuted because that means you die. But yes. I'm being shocked. So I pull my hand out and I say, oh. And my mom said, she was there, I think, for dinner. She says, what happened? I said, I was just shocked. She says, how you feeling? I said, amazingly sleepy.
Yes.
Think I'm gonna
Isn't it weird? Because so somehow I had plugged my headphones in at JF Clay. At the...
JF Clay. That was our sculpture studio.
There was a spot just at the very corner for people who would walk in the studio where you could plug in your headphones. So I had my headphones on, plugged them in, and then I screamed. And I know it was on air, but I couldn't help it. It between my ears.
Yes.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Why is it echoing? We're
Ever
not a top 40
then,
station.
I keep falling down. So...
Yeah, you were snake bitten a little klutzy even back then.
I know. So, it shocked me. I screamed, and Mike got mad. Not at me.
But at the studio.
Mad. He's like, get an engineer in here right now.
Well, I mean, and then it was after we had been in that studio for a couple weeks, he says, why can't you ever make the guest mic sound right? And I said, well, because when I adjust the guest mic, your volume goes down.
I know.
And I said, could we have someone look at this? And hey, baby, he came in. He said, oh, the punch block's messed up, baby. So they had to adjust the punch block. The board had been installed incorrectly, but that's not why I brought you here. So I don't like working above my head. It's not a very high ceiling. It's like maybe it's a standard, I think, 8 foot. But
you still had to use a ladder.
Yeah, I had a stool I was using, a step ladder I was using. And I think actually it might be a 9 foot ceiling. And it's hard because when you are.
Is it a Faberware foldable step stool?
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Faberware foldable step stool. Now with a handle and the grabber. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now back to Rob. I had to use a step stool. No, it was a step ladder. And when you like unscrew and do stuff above your head, you're using muscles you don't use every day. And it's not like I have amazing core strength anyway, but right. Do know that this project made me have a sore shoulder for 2 weeks. Not yeah. worth it. So I get up there and I'm okay with the uninstallation of the old thing because it's basically unscrewing, dropping, snipping. And then Carrie sold it for like, you know, $20 or something. So we're really money ahead on the whole
thing. Dropping, push. Snipping. Sounds like a vasectomy.
I was also sore after my vasectomy, but not in my shoulder.
Bag of peas. Frozen.
I just remember after my vasectomy, a lot of Percocet and Claude Rains movies on Turner Classic Movies. It must have been Claude Rains Day. I don't know. But
I just remembered something what? From Girls Weekend.
All right. Write it down because I must get to the end of the story. Yeah. So when I put the other fixture up, I realized that installing is going to be harder because that's going to involve holding in place while you tighten. And also, the danger is on because you can drop the one that you're getting rid of, but you can't drop the new one, right? So I go up to do it, and I realize my feet hurt because I'm barefoot on a stepladder. And, you know, I don't like shoes anyway, so I climb. I climb the stepladder, and my feet are starting to hurt because they're bending over the. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get some shoes. And the closest shoes are Birkenstocks. So I put on my sandals. All right, granted, not a great idea. And I climb the stepladder, and I call Robert, and Rohan is over. And I say, I need you guys to come in and help hold this stuff. And so we finally get it up and screw it in and turn on the fuse and flip the light. And I go up and I tighten it, and it's working, and it's great. So I go to back down the stepladder, and I'm 2 steps above, so maybe 2 feet off the ground, and my Birkenstock hooks, and I fall. Now, I am not a small man, and in my head, the fall from the stepladder took about 25 minutes because there was a lot of this and the waving of the arms and the trying to overcorrect for balance. But the Birkenstock.
Did it take longer for you to fall from there to the floor or from the the steps in front of your door?
Oh. I would say this was much longer. Robert, yes. Robert went out and got a cup of coffee, came back. I was still falling. So I fell, and it made a most amazing noise, and the fall took a really long time. And amazingly, I did not hurt myself from the fall, although it must have looked spectacular. And Rohan.
There was only one witness?
No, Rohan and Robert were both there because they were helping hold it in place. So I landed to the ground and I said.
Sorry to laugh so hard at you. I'm just glad there were witnesses. I apologize.
I believe I said a naughty word like drat.
I'm sure.
And then Rohan looked down. Rohan looked down. That's Robert's good friend. He says, Mr. Spiewak, are you all right? And then Robert, this is the best part. Robert looked at me and said, Dad, I think it's crooked.
He's so handsome.
So I looked up, very strong. So I looked up from laying on the hardwood floor, really sprawled out on the floor, and I look up. I say, I don't know, Robert, looks pretty good from down here. So the lighting fixture is up, but I was able to do that, and then my shoulder hurt for 2 weeks. But anyway, as far as ceiling repairs, we've both had it up to here.
Well, for me it's a little higher, but yeah,
I understand. We can use your grabber to fix the ceiling, hold up some plaster. Yeah. Hey, here's some plaster.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good, and your house is going to be okay, and you got through the hurricane okay.
Yep.
And you went drinking with the girls.
Twice. So not this weekend, but the weekend before.
Yes.
Some of the neighborhood ladies, we had planned on going down to one of them, her parents has a beach house.
Okay.
So I had a couple days off planned already. I just wanted to sort of, but then I realized there's nothing I can do to fix the roof.
Right.
So I offered to go down with her early and say, sort of check out any kind of damage.
Yeah.
Cause it's on the coast,
right,
a couple hours away. And we got there, they did have some water damage and stuff, but really nothing major.
Right.
So called the other ladies and, you know, come on down.
Time to go.
Yep. So that was, okay, so let's see, Thursday, Friday. So Saturday, we all get up pretty early. I start drinking. I have found hard seltzer.
Wait. That sounds like a game changer. This is an alcoholic seltzer water?
Yep.
Some sort of, what is the alcohol content of it? Like a beer?
It's technically a beer, 5%.
All right, like Budweiser.
It's gluten-free.
Sure
so
it is.
It's on the approved diet of Dan.
You really just made that sound biblical. And now, the approved diet of Dan.
I've been trying to honor his restrictions.
Honor the wishes of Dan. And enjoy the approved diet of Dan.
All day.
Yeah.
I love seltzer water. The plain, though. I don't like flavor. I don't like sweet.
This
things.
Explains your bubbly personality.
Burp, Charlie, burp. It's the only way to get down.
Do you see the blades, Charlie? The blades are going to get you, Charlie.
So it's seltzer and it's not sweet. They're 100 calories, 5% alcohol.
Does it have any essence of anything or is it just like a vodka and soda?
No, it does. They have, you know, there's like a lime, you know, there's a black cherry one, but that's not sweet. It's just the essence, which is what I like, but is also what gets me in trouble.
Dangerous. Yeah. There's nothing worse than something that doesn't taste alcoholic for you. Actually,
well,
there's nothing better, but there's nothing worse.
Especially because all I do is drink seltzer. So
all I do is take heroin. That's it. Just, you know, heroin.
I had purchased two cases for myself for the span of like 3.5 days. And on Saturday, I think I put away approximately 1,500 calories worth of.
Don't make it a math problem. How many cans did you drink?
15.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot.
So we, at one point, we all walked out on the beach, and
what
then
happened
everyone.
To Katie?
And
this, she's gone.
Yeah. I don't know. They just slipped right down. Just.
I'm
quick,
with you.
Quick.
I know what it's like. I do know what it's like.
I was then filled in the next day that
yes.
Everyone had decided to go to dinner. I didn't know that anyone had ever left at any point. But everyone's like, yeah, let's go to dinner, blah, 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 blah. And I apparently said, I think it's a bad idea for me.
I've done that.
And I'm just going to stay here. And everyone's like, Katie probably understands herself right now.
But you had to be told that you said this.
Yes.
One time at a supper club.
Wait.
I just give you one quick sidelight just to let you feel, make you feel a little better. We were hosting.
Oh, and we can really dig in on the people who hate us interrupting each other.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Stop interrupting. Hi, Marcus. Did you enjoy your week off? Because I did. Ooh. One time at supper club, I didn't manage my whiskey right. And by the time I put I literally put about $120 worth of steaks on the table. And I said, I hope you all enjoy this because I'm going to bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I excused myself and I wrote a great apologetic email the next day. And to a person, everyone said, I think we've all done that. Don't worry, Rob.
Yeah.
The steaks were great. So the thing is that we didn't, you and I have the knowledge, the wherewithal, not to press on and embarrass ourselves. We know
right.
when
and
to get
know
off
I
the
have
train.
To, like one location, don't relocate.
Yes.
Like I have a rule, like you can never go to a secondary location.
Right.
That's what got me in trouble this Friday. Oh. I went to a secondary location.
You can't do that.
Mm-mm. So, first location, beach house.
Yes.
I decided I needed to stay there. I vaguely do remember what happened next.
Okay. It was the kind of thing that when you were reminded of it, it came back into focus?
Yes.
You needed keywords and subjects and predicates.
Yes.
Bless.
I remember thinking, ooh, I'm going to have this black cherry one, and I'm going to, and it was a little chilly, so I wrapped myself up in a quilt like a burrito, and I turned on the TV.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, I can only get a couple episodes in before they get home. I don't want anyone to see me watching this.
What were you watching?
I was watching a MASH marathon on Turner Classic Movies. So they come home and they find me wrapped up like a burrito, holding a can full of the hard seltzer, sort of nestled between my bosom.
Sure.
And asleep with like MASH.
This is the magical thing, and there is so much overlap between our personalities. You needed that drink, even though there was never going to be a sip taken. But no. You needed to have it because it was part of the cycle.
So Jen says she sees me, like sees the TV and like sums up what happens really quickly. Takes
She J.B. Fletcher's the whole situation.
It wasn't real.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sleuthery was needed for this one.
Yeah, maybe Dick Van Dyke could have. That was more of a diagnosis murder.
Yes.
A lot easier. So
she takes the can out of my hand and
Your
she says it was
hand.
Full and room temperature.
This woman has been dead for over 12 hours. Wow. So, did they leave you or did they pick up the burrito and put it in the bed?
I woke up and apparently took myself to bed.
With a big, and I can almost see it, the blanket behind you like a grand cape. Here comes her Royal Highness of 15 hard seltzers.
Yeah.
So was the next day after that you went to the hairdressers? Because by the way, your hair looks beautiful.
No, that actually was last weekend.
Okay, then let's backtrack to that.
To the hairdresser?
Yeah, because your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice. You got a lot of
it
cut off.
I really enjoy it. I got a lot cut off. Mm. It was getting really long. Friday, we had a makeup birthday girls' night for Danny because her birthday happened during the hurricane.
Okay, and people should know that Danny is not your husband, Dan.
No. Danny's a girlfriend, one of the girls, one of the ladies.
Oh, Danny girl.
It doesn't sound
it's not as
work.
Right. No.
So we went out to dinner where one neighbor, Kristen, and I started out splitting a bottle of rosé.
Let me interrupt Marcus one more time because I do have one other question before we close the book on the hard seltzer. Because the hard seltzer is ostensibly a water-based beverage, mm-hmm. How's the hangover for it?
I have yet to have one.
That's magical.
Yes.
That's a game changer. All right. I'm sorry. So there's the makeup birthday party and you split a bottle of rosé.
Before everyone got there.
Right.
We went to secure the table.
Do you know that second locations are bad, but almost as bad are starting drinking before the drinking starts?
I do now.
Yeah. You could have called me. I would. That's in my handbook.
Yep.
Yep.
It's been written down with Sharpie in mind now.
Do not drink before you drink.
So we finish the bottle of rosé at the bar.
Yeah.
Then we get to the table for dinner. Where I proceed to have, and when I get really happy and I see people and I hadn't seen, you know, we hadn't really gotten together since,
right.
You know, a lot of us hadn't seen each other for a couple weeks because of the hurricane stuff and everything. We split another bottle of rosé. So at this point, I've had a bottle of rosé by myself.
And bottle of rosé.
Yes.
You have none sobriety.
So I didn't eat very much because I was talking too much, and I'm a very slow eater. Yes. I'm the slowest eater on the planet.
Drinking, you and I, another overlap, drinking sometimes back burners the food.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I would much rather drink my calories.
Me too.
So this is Friday night, yes. And it was early. So four of us decided to go to a second location.
Thou shalt not go to the second location.
Oh, but we did. Where Kristen and I proceed to have another bottle of rosé.
Oh, no. Well, at least you're dancing with the date you came with. That's something.
Yes. And then I had one more glass.
That's the equivalent of the room temperature seltzer.
I know.
You didn't need that last glass.
And I had a hair appointment at 11 a.m. the next morning.
Which for all intents and purposes, that's like afternoon almost. 11 o'clock. Nothing right. to it.
Except I got home around 2:30.
Funny, you don't look
too-ish. Which, as you know, very late for this girl.
It is. It's almost the next day.
I know. I wake up at 7:30 yesterday morning. I think I'm okay. Feed the dogs. I'm going to lay down for a minute. The next thing I know, I wake up again. It's 10:30. I'm in a panic.
Yes.
We have to go.
Got to go.
So I get myself together real quick. Dan drives me down drops me off at the hair place.
Right.
And
sidebar, you have been okay to drive?
In hindsight, probably not.
Aha! I don't know what that means. I don't know why.
I was still not right at about 6 p.m. yesterday.
I didn't want to make it. I don't know why I made that be like bringing in evidence and Perry Mason. It was no big deal. I'm sorry. That was a misplaced aha. But you're better now.
Yes. So I walk in and I tell my hairdresser, Avril, I am really sorry with how hungover I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's no big deal. It happens all the time. And I was like, does it?
Well, it is Savannah after all.
I mean, I was just sort of thinking that. So she puts the stuff on my hair and I'm in the chair. And it's kind of a fancy place. So I'm in the chair with my head in the bowl behind me.
Oh, la, la.
And she said, do you want the massage? It's a massage chair. And I was like, sure.
Sure, bring
it. This will definitely help. So she turns it on and then she gets, they do like a hot towel.
Yep.
So between the hot towel and then the warm, it's kind of making me in a rolling motion.
Vertigo.
So I get the hot towel. I'm hot. And then the rolling motion thing, and Avril literally takes a step back and looks at me and said, are you okay? You just got really pale.
Oh,
and
I went, no.
Nope. Hangover. And she points to the restroom and I went, sorry. And with all this stuff on my towels wrapped around my neck, I threw up in the bathroom.
At the fancy place.
I did. Twice.
How about that? WABC.
And then I come back out and I apologize profusely. And, you know, I said, I'm so, so sorry. You know, she said, it's really not a big deal. And I said, oh, it is. You know, I can't, this isn't, you know, you're a very nice place. I love coming to you. You know, I cannot believe that I would show up so hungover. And she looks at me and she goes, honey, we have brides. And I was like, touche.
So no relationship severed. And you lost 3 pounds. God bless you, darling.
Honey, we have brides.
We will step away, wash our face with some cool water, and when we come back, we will answer you. We will entertain your questions. And hopefully, you too. I've never thrown up at a barbershop. I'm allergic to hair tonic. Okay, so we will be back. It's I'm Cake.
I'm Cookies. Cookie.
Now you've pluralized it.
I don't know what happened.
Well, it's the tossing of the cookies that got you.
Oh,
you should have pointed her and said, this is your fault, Avril. That towel was too hot. It was nauseatingly hot. Back after this. I wonder what's on Channel 86.
More and more people hear more and more music on KONO 86.
Well, that's what's on. More and more music. For more and more people. And Dude Walker.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
He must not have liked the last segment because he's not laughing dude anymore.
But that was sort of excited, dude. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Keyed up, dude.
Keyed up, dude.
Caffeinated, dude.
Yeah.
High energy Walker.
I just totally went Oscar Santana with my, yeah.
Hey, you know who would be a good announcer to have in a Chinese restaurant?
No.
Dude Walker.
Walker. Walker?
Or,
I hardly know her.
How about a guy that chases criminals and then comes home and does stir fry? Walker, Texas Ranger.
No.
Don't
Starring
worry.
Starring Jackie Chan.
Don't worry. I'll stop telling those jokes once the show starts.
Okay.
Oh, shirts.
Excuse me?
The last time we spoke, Dan had to buy shirts because he'd so many shirts because he had put the Vaseline in the washer and you mix it all up. No, so give us a recap of what happened and where we're at.
Okay.
Please.
So Dan ruined all of his very fancy non-iron shirts by leaving a tiny little pot of Vaseline in the front pocket of one.
His executive Dan outfits.
Corporate Dan.
Right.
So
planned obsolescence Dan.
If you recall, I worked very hard with some marshmallows. Excuse me. Cotton balls and Dawn dish liquid.
I called my mother after we recorded that show, and she said, what'd you do today? I said, we did Cake and Cookies. She said, how'd it go? I said, Katie accidentally called cotton balls marshmallows, and there's a dead pause, like the suck the air out of the room pause. And she goes, why?
I still don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, like, she really thought there was going to be, like, some sort of background or setup that made it make sense. I said,
no.
With all of my powers of description, I cannot make that one make sense. But anyway, there you go.
I still am really not sure why. I really don't know what happened in my brain.
I know. I think it has to do with hard seltzer.
What's in drinking? So the next day, it was either later that day or the next day, the same weekend, because it was Labor Day weekend, I made Dan take me to the outlet mall here, and we'd never been, but we went to the Brooks Brother Outlet Mall. Great Labor Day sales.
Yeah.
Replaced all of his shirts.
How many did you buy? Ties.
How many did we buy? I think five.
That's pretty good.
They ain't cheap.
No, not even on sale are they cheap.
No, it was a really good sale, but, you know, he had like seven shirts ruined.
Right.
So I think like maybe five. And then because I felt that I deserved something for all the hard work that I had put in these shirts.
A little something something.
A little something something for the missus.
Right.
I wanted to stop by the Coach store.
Oh, that's hell on earth. Oh, my God. And a Coach outlet? Oh, it's so bad. Ugh.
And Dan says to me, do you mind if I wait outside?
Smart boy.
I almost got angry. But I looked at him and I said, I absolutely do mind. Because the only reason we are here in this second level of hell is because you stole a pot of Vaseline from me and left it in your pocket.
Wow.
So you are going to come into this purse store with me. You're going to hold this purse that I have right now while I shop for another purse.
One time I went in during it might have been the Memorial Day weekend, and I went into the Coach outlet because Carrie said, could you just pick something up? And I had the kids with me, and I remember this. Robert said, Dad, I'm scared.
Yes.
Yeah, it really, really is bad.
But ours aren't crowded the way that the Leesburg outlets are.
And also, we are fueled by Northern Virginia hatred, where you don't have that down there.
So to sort of bring the whole thing home, I actually got in the mail on Wednesday, handwritten.
Ah.
Little note. And it says, it's from Madison Avenue, New York. And I'm thinking, did we send a gift to someone?
Yeah.
And it's handwritten and it's to Dan. So I send him a picture and I said, can I open this? Because I was like, you know, Dan doesn't. Yeah, it felt like a thank you note.
Right.
Okay. So I was like, if it's a thank you note, it's probably something I did, not Dan.
You've never done anything worthy of gratitude.
No. I just mean, you know, as a couple or whatever. So I open this up and I'm like, oh, this is pretty stationary.
Meaning that it's staying very still?
I'm going to read this to you now.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Von Herman, thank you for stopping by Brooks Brothers and shopping with us.
Oh, no. It was a pleasure. Really?
Seriously. It was a pleasure assisting you and your lovely lady, and I hope you enjoy your new dress shirts. P.S. Be careful with the chapstick.
Ah! That's so amazing, because when I go clothes shopping, it's really hard to even get a receipt out of Target.
Right?
And he's getting a handwritten note. Wow.
I thought this was so cool. I mean, this was a really cool...
I guess that's
a really cool thing to do.
That's what happens when you shop at the next level. He's not down here with us. He's going to Brooks Brothers.
Well, it's because I will not iron.
I buy my mail order t-shirts and I never get a word. Not a thing. Hey, Rob, great Groucho t-shirt. Glad to make your acquaintance. Signed, idiot.
I can see Groucho now. Yeah, I thought it was Frankenstein at first because I could just see the very top.
Similarly shaped heads. Well, congratulations for Dan. Any casualties? Are all the shirts still in working order?
The new ones?
Yes.
Oh, they're perfect.
Just like Dan. Makes it even harder for his planned obsolescence.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Ah, you are kind enough to give us questions, and we shall be kind enough to favor you with answers. This is my favorite part of the show that Katie hates the most. The question portion. Brought to you by Hard Seltzer.
Yep.
Are you drinking regular seltzer?
Yes, it's a Kroger brand seltzer water, only the best for this Biebs.
Do you ever? I'm not accustomed to referring to yourself as Biebs.
Dan bought it for me, so I was like, "Oh, it's Kroger brand, only the best for this Biebs."
I want to start selfishly because someone called attention to something that I love, and then we'll go to something else. But this comes from Doug Pospickle. And I think that's how you say his name. Doug Pospickle?
Oh. Pospischal?
No, I think it's actually Pickle because I think he's sent pronouncers before. Because he's participated in the mailbag. But Doug writes, Rob, you start your radio show, the music show on the Wave, with a short song, Who Listens to the Radio? And just so you know it, it goes like this, okay? Well, this is... Jukebox. Quirky. And this song here, okay?
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
And then, dude.
This is the Rob Spiewak Show.
Rob Spiewak!
I'm so glad he called attention to it. I adore that song.
I do too. And honestly, I've noticed it and I always forget to ask you. I love that song. Tell me about
it. It's from I actually just plunked it into Google to get a year for you. It's a 1965 recording, and it was actually a program or a campaign to reinforce the importance of radio because television was overtaking it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Song written and I believe the lyrics by Stan Freberg, amazing ad comic guy, and scored by Quincy Jones and sung by Sarah Vaughan.
Awesome.
So there's a little bit of talent behind it. But
just
if you ever want to know really what can be done with sound and record the recorded medium and the theater of the mind, Stan Freberg is your guy. He did a wonderful another thing to talk about the importance of radio, where he talked about turning, I believe, Lake Michigan into a cup of milk chocolate. And and putting whipped cream and a cherry on it, hot chocolate, I should say. And he said, you couldn't do that on television. You couldn't do
that. Cotton balls. Yeah,
yes, exactly. You couldn't do that on the movies. You couldn't do that on television. You have to use your mind and radio. Stan Freberg also did a box set, The History of America, that is the most entertaining look at the 1700s in this nation you've ever heard. And I am proud to say I'm Facebook friends with Stan Freberg's son, Donovan Freberg, who you may remember if you go way back. One of Stan's last TV commercials was for Encyclopedia Britannica. And there was a denim-clad, blonde-haired kid that was speaking to a narrator off-camera. Do you remember that?
I really, truly do.
Well, the narrator was Stan Freberg, and Donovan is the teenager in that commercial. Donovan's now a photographer in Los Angeles, and we've swapped words in the past. And it's very cool to be separated one degree from one of the greatest comedy minds as far as radio goes. So that's the story behind the radio song. Bunny Trail Stan Freberg on YouTube. You'll be glad you did. Dave Schuster writes, are we ever going to see a Cake and Cookies animated movie?
Nah.
Well, the problem is finding someone to do our voices. Kira. Oh, she says she pronounces her name the same as Kyrish Sedgwick. No, I'm kidding. Kira Sedgwick. So it's Kira Schuster. Hi, Kira. If you were a dog, what breed would you be? Would you be a beagle?
I think I'd be a beagle.
Really?
Don't you think so?
I don't know. Your personality is not beagle-y. You have more optimism than a beagle.
Not Judd.
No, he's very optimistic.
He's very optimistic. Maybe a Jack Russell?
Fight mean.
They are?
Yeah. Oh, very feisty. Yes. Oh,
I thought they were just jumpers.
Well, if you don't let them jump, they'll bite you. It's the old jumper bite thing.
Maybe a Boston Terrier?
Maybe. I think I'm definitely a mixed breed. That has lab in it.
I might be a tramp.
He's a tramp.
But he loves me.
Exactly. No, but I think I have sort of a Labrador aspect.
Are you a Scooby?
I might. Maybe. Hey, I know something cool about Scooby-Doo. You know he's a Great Dane, right?
Yes.
Do you know that when they were designing the characteristics of him as an animated character, they went to breeders and found all the flaws in a Great Dane that there can be, like the sloped back and everything, and incorporated as many of them as they could into Scooby to make him a purebred but lousy Great Dane?
Oh, Scoobs.
Poor Scoob. Like, you're never going to be good for breeding.
I told you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I prematurely Casey'd you.
Have I told you about our next door neighbors that have the Great Dane, the Yorkie, and the Jack Russell?
We have discussed it.
Yes. So, have I told you about the Great Dane thinking that she's the same size as the little one?
It's like that Disney. We talked about it. The Disney movie, the...
yes.
Is it the Reluctant Dachshund? It's something Dachshund.
And I looked it up afterwards.
I do recall there was an argument. Something like, there is no such movie.
There's no such movie.
I said, it's like talking to my kids. Dad, that's not true. I said, it is true. Rick Schofield says... I like it. So there you go. Jason Schreck, your question is too specific. call us in the office. He wants to know if I could have, or you and I each, if we could have any jukebox ever made, what would it be? I actually have an answer to that, but that means nothing to anybody.
I know it would be a Wurlitzer.
See, for me, it's not.
Really?
I like those bubbling Wurlitzers, but...
I grew up with the bubbling Wurlitzer in my grandparents' basement.
I believe it's an AMI that is super space age looking, very round. It's very, very cool. But again, what am I going to do? Beyond the saying round jukebox, I can't like put a model number out here. It's not like a microphone. Call me in the office. Thank you.
I believe that means you would like a direct message.
Is that what it is?
Message you on Facebook.
Don't use Twitter. I don't like it.
You don't do the tweeting. You can do the messenger like on the Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram now.
I know. I follow you.
You can hit me on the gram, as the kids say. Come on, hit me on the gram. Michael Gipe writes, isn't he the lead singer of REM? No.
Gipe.
Yeah. Michael Gipe writes, what's the one Elvis item you wish you had, Katie?
The peacock jumpsuit.
The peacock one, you see, mine is you know what, though? It's a shame, because if you got the peacock jumpsuit, you'd have to go back to the birds painted in the bathroom.
Oh, I'd have to
put it in there to match.
I'd just strip down the 7 layers of paint it took to paint over those damn birds.
Damn birds!
Damn birds!
Look at this, marshmallows painted on the wall. I mean, birds! We're very close. I would take the Eagle jumpsuit from the Hawaii concert. That'd be my favorite thing.
Okay.
And if I did, I'd lose weight enough to wear it, because I don't think I'd have it altered.
I was trying to figure out, yeah.
I'd have to lose height.
How much tailoring it would take for me.
Oh, you would be swimming around in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What adult beverage do you associate most with autumn?
All of them?
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't like pumpkin beers. Never have.
I'm not the biggest fan. I don't go seeking them out, especially now that I can't drink them.
Right. This is from Marcus Hodges, by the way.
I do like some of the pumpkin beers that are not sweet. Once again, I don't like sweet things.
Right.
For me, it's sort of the progression from the white wine to the red wine.
I feel you. And, you know, I guess if I had to, I would say autumn I'd be more likely to drink a brown liquor than a beer or something that's more summery. But I do know this, if you can find an alcoholic beverage that has to deal with autumn, it's certainly
autumnal. Were you going for the
that's
word?
That's the word I'm looking for. If you find an autumnal beverage for Katie, she's very likely to take a fall. Quick one. Favorite horror movie? This comes from Tammy Dalatowski.
Maybe Interview with the Vampire.
I like My Wedding Video. This is the last question we have time for, because we're very busy. Pressed for time, Katie. Thousands of projects to do. Jason Wickland, good guy, says, why are you two so damn perfect together when you do a podcast?
Oh, gosh. Jason, don't question perfection. Just go with it.
Don't ruin the magic. And for God's sake, don't look behind the curtain.
Oh, God, no.
We'll do it again soon. I'm so glad you are back and settled and your house is okay. Welcome home, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We were really, really fortunate and really, really lucky.
And although you were able to battle the hurricane, I want you to keep in mind, folks, it's not just Katie who was affected. This week in Washington, D.C., it is a little humid. Keep me in your thoughts.
You need to watch what you say, buddy. There's a Hurricane Maria out there that's not looking so good for your area.
Well, I actually watched The Sound of Music last night, and now I know how to solve a problem like Maria. So we're okay.
You'll be just fine.
First step, gotta dress up as a nun.
Second step, gotta make some clothes out of curtains.
Part 3, watch out for singing Nazis. To be fair, the Nazis didn't sing. Except for Rolf.
Part 4.
Rolf sang.
Rolf sang. Part four, find some puppets.
Ah.
Marionettes.
The Lonely Goat Herd. All right, we will do this again real soon. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Rob. No.
Did you just say thank you, Rob?
He's great.
He's great.
Without him, this doesn't happen. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Pony. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
I already thanked him. He's a good guy. All right, we'll do it again next week. So long.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
'Cause but then they came down this week to finalize some of it. They're kind of moving some walls around in this house that was built in 1920.
Right.
Amazing, incredible house.
You know what they should do? They should get the Mexicans to pay for the wall.
I don't think that's... No,
it works. I've heard about it. It's in all the papers.
They have the best front porch, but they don't have any furniture yet or anything, so they had a BYOC...
Bring your own chair.
Party. But it was just us and Danny and her husband and daughter. Like it was, and we took Jim over as well. And just, we had a delightful time. They're such nice people.
Sounds like a good party.
It was great. And they're leaving to go back to Herndon. This is also kind of odd.
Yeah.
We're renting our guest house out to a general contractor that Danny is
military guy.
No, that kind of general contractor.
His name is not general contractor. That's his profession.
Sir John General's warning. Sir Cuss Freak.
Sirloin of beef.
Serendipity. I don't think I have any more. I'm sorry.
Perhaps it's best. We might have gone too far.
Maybe. So, Danny, he had a condo, and they thought it would probably take like 3 months to sell, but it sold in 3 days.
That's the Von Herman thing.
Anything
you touch, real estate deals close in a matter of moments.
Truth.
It's like selling a quart of strawberries. Truth. It just happens.
So Danny, I just get this random call from Danny, and she's like, is anyone staying in your guest house? And I'm like, why is your voice so high?
Don't you love when people have like really a really strong agenda and their voice goes up 9 octaves?
Yes, because she knows she's about to ask me like a really, and I was like, no, no one's in there now. And she said, so I did something good, but, So he had purchased a house, a few blocks away, but being a general contractor decided that it needed some renovation.
Everything had to be done in proper military fashion.
So he like takes out a wall and he's like, if I'm taking this one down, then I need to move this one here. And then it gets to the point where he can't live in it.
Yeah, because it's going to fall down because he's taking out the load-bearing walls.
So he is staying in our guest house for a couple months. He's just renting it out and everything. He is their general contractor who's going to be moving their walls, which explains a lot, especially the part where he asked if we can stay another month.
A month.
Well, because he's working on their house, and then there's a lot of hurricane recovery going on.
All right, well, this begs one question.
So he can't finish his own house.
That's all well and good, but where is Peanut going to stay?
Peanut's not here anymore.
Peanut is on his own?
I think Peanut's probably fine.
So when we were expecting Julia, she was a little uber-due, so they induced labor.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go in on Monday morning. But the labor induction worked so good that we went in Sunday night. And my father called our house, and there was no answer. So he called my mother, and my mother says, he said, I'm a little concerned.
I have a question for you. I like it.
I like it. I'm sorry, I don't want to be guest house.
No.
Good. All right. This is our Easter donut. Goodbye, everybody.